Welcome back, you guys. Episode 64 of Zero Carb Journal. How are you guys? Welcome back. So, good morning. Sunday morning. Coming up on 7 o'clock here. And how are you? Hope you guys are doing great. Hope you had a great week. My week's been pretty darn good. Nothing that keeps it from being great, actually. So it's been a great week. As you can see in my weekly weather journal, I don't know if you can see, but it's still, I'm still buried in snow here. There's still, a foot of snow on the ground, it looks like, out there. And I still hike up and down through the snow, and the cows and sheep are really bummed. I've been going and buying hay, which is totally unusual. Normally this time of year I'd be growing grass pretty well, actually, already starting out at the far north pasture where it gets the most sun away from the hill. I had been planning my cattle rotation such that they were going to get out there, you know, they were off that, so it could grow some grass right now, and then they'd be out there right now on some early spring grass. But nope, it's all buried under snow. So it's 25 out there. 23. Jeez. Yeah, low 20s out there right now. It has been all week. We're just in this pattern, which is gorgeous during the day. We have these beautiful, clear, sunny days, but we're stuck in a pattern of cold air flowing out of the Fraser River mouth out of northern British Columbia. So it's kind of an unusual pattern for us. It usually happens for a few days or a week. But we're going on like week three now, where it's been well below freezing every night. And I'm ready for it to end. We normally are about 50 right now, so it's kind of irritating. But it's been fine. It's been beautiful during the days. Work's been tough. I've been busy. I've had a lot of work. It hasn't been fun going in there when it's 23 degrees. The shops are unheated and the boats are metal. And so I've been pretty miserable, to be honest. But it's okay. Working hard for my dollars, I guess. And you know, other than that, it's actually going great. I'm really enjoying, as I did last year, really enjoying being back to work, really enjoying the social aspect and getting to hang out with the boys. I started a new boat this last week at my friend's small shop. And I love working there. Great guys. So started that one, and I'm wrapping up another one. I'm wrapping up the boat I've been on all month at the big shop, and that's exciting. A little stressful. We just turned her on yesterday or day before, I guess. And yeah, just going through troubleshooting and all that. Anyways, I won't go too far into it, but it's good. It's been nice. I've had a ton of work. I mean, a ton. I got contact from all three. I had work. Contract that rather from all three boat building customers this week, and the fourth I ran into last weekend, and it sounds like there's work pending there as well. So I'm busy, and that's good, keeping me occupied and from getting into too much trouble. So I've been basically just working. I haven't been able to do much around here because of the snow. I'm really limited in terms of what I can do around the farm, as it were, which I normally would be really busy this time of year if I wasn't working. I'd be, as I said last week, chopping firewood and fences and all that stuff, but I just can't even move around out there. So kind of been laying low, getting some stuff done up here when I'm not working down in the shop, and that's been really good. I'm actually been pretty productive, moving forward on a lot of goals right now. So yeah, I've been doing well, you guys. I've been feeling good. So let's talk about zero carb. Got a couple great comments and questions from you guys, as always. But a couple I wanted to touch on. One of them was a really astute comment, and I apologize. I'm looking over there as if I could see it, but I can't. But I apologize for not remembering who asked the question. But one of them was really astute, and it was a question regarding how the salt in the bacon that I've been eating is affecting me. So let's talk this week about what I ate this week, I guess, and I'll get back to the questions. So this week, you know, as you guys know, I had added bacon in a couple weeks ago, and I found that it was fine. Cheese, not so much. Cheese was causing me, you know, discomfort and issues a day or two later. But I noticed that, you know, bacon seemed to not really be having any downsides. So I ate bacon. I bought two packs over the last 3 weeks, I think, and I've eaten it semi-regularly. And I did again this week, and I ate quite a bit of bacon earlier in the week, and I'll take a day off and then come back to it. And it's been good because I've been cooking the living Jesus out of my burgers as I usually do, but it seems like these really fatty ones, the cheap, really cheap $1.89 ground beef I'm getting from the cheap store, it can be hard on me, to be honest. You know, they're grinding up, I think, some tough stuff. So I cook it really well, because otherwise I just really don't process it. But because I do that, I sort of lose a lot of the fat, right? So the bacon seems to be helping. I felt myself running kind of low, like I'd been kind of like when I was on my road trip after a few weeks of eating just patties from In-N-Out. I sort of can tell I'm low on energy. I have to go eat a ribeye. And so I kind of was feeling that way. And so the bacon's been helping offset that. Now, that said, I don't notice any terrible deterioration when I eat bacon, but for sure I'm not quite as regular, let's say. And I got some gurgles and things like that. And you know, this week's been interesting because, like, as I said, I ate cheese last week. And I really, you know, it was really good for me to feel the pain again, to be honest with you, because like the cheese, it's not a big deal, right? It's sort of just the next day, things are slow. I might use the restroom a few times in order to finish. But more than anything, I get that slow moving, you know, feeling through my guts, and I get gas. And man, it always leads to the old stomach discomfort. Not necessarily like the gnawing, but I get like gas pains, pressure pains, and a lot of gurgling when I... And so that happened with the cheese. It seems like there was something else I ate. What was it? Oh, I guess it was some of that processed meats that didn't really do it too much, but the cheese for sure. And sometimes pork. And at any rate, it's been really good for me to feel that pain. Like eating the cheese, you know, I would have no issues. I felt pretty good during the day I ate it. I had no issues at all that day. And then the next day, you know, a little bit of different bathroom usage. And I can tell myself, oh, that's not so bad. You can, you know, have a treat now and then for that. But then I get the pain, and it's good for me to remember how bad it can be, because it's pretty bad. You know, I had it this week. I had what I would consider, for me, minor episodes, and I was in agony. And it's good for me to remember, because I remember always feeling like that. I mean, just always, pretty much. You know, I was sort of always waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know, my whole life in the past, I would wake up in the morning, as soon as my eyes opened, as soon as I felt myself awake, I would just have urgency, you know, pain and pressure, and I would have to duck walk, you know, 20 feet to the bathroom from my bed. I mean, every day. I couldn't camp out. I couldn't make it as soon as I woke up from bed to anywhere to go to the bathroom. And it would just be this real intense pain, pressure from like gas, it would feel like. And then I would sort of use the restroom in the old days, and then I would, you know, 20 minutes later it would come back. And then I would just kind of, that would start my day off, and I would be spending the whole day sort of hoping that this time when I could use the restroom, it's going to go away and I can go to work and get on with my day. And usually it would. And then I just, if I didn't eat, then it wouldn't happen again. So I would go to work and not eat all day, trying to avoid that pain. And I forgot about that, you know, to be honest with you. I've not forgot, but it's good to get that back, and or to be reminded of how, well, of why I'm here. I mean, I know why I'm here. It's good to be reminded of what happens when I stray from the path, and good to be reminded of how good I feel these days relative to how I used to feel. So I stopped eating cheese due to that. And I've had a pretty good week. I did have a couple issues. I think sometimes the bacon can bring on some of that. And then this week I also ate a couple new things. I ate early in the week. You know, I'm always, as much as I talk about people and their nutrient talks, I'm always, I guess a part of the reason it bothers me is because I'm susceptible as anybody. We all are. We're all going to second guess ourselves. We're all going to read the science and try and hack our bodies to some extent. It's I mean, I'm relatively immune, I like to think, but then, you know, things come along like, oh, maybe I should try some of that. So anyways, this week I tried, and not because I felt like I had any big deficiencies, but just because I thought, what the heck, sounds good, maybe I'll like it, maybe it'll be something to add to my diet that brings me some nutrients outside of the ground beef that I don't usually get, and maybe I'll enjoy it. So I did. I bought some canned cod livers, smoked cod livers from Iceland. They were all natural, packed in their own oil, nothing but salt in there. And I got the can. It was about 120 grams, so like 400 and some calories. And I tried it. I thought they'd be disgusting. They were actually really good. They tasted kind of like a elementary school tuna fish sandwich, sort of, just sort of a real kind of a sweet, creamy tuna fishy taste. I really liked them. So I ate about half of a can that first night. So about 50 grams, 200 calories. And like I said, I enjoyed it. And then within 20 minutes, I was urgently on the bathroom. I had terrible stomach pain. And I spent pretty much, that was Sunday night. That's right. I spent that whole night getting up and going to the bathroom. And then I had to go to work the next day, and I was miserable. So, smoked cod livers, that's a no-go for me. I have no idea why. I don't know if it was just too oily, something foreign, the little bit of carbs in there. I doubt it. It was like 2 grams of carbs. I really don't think that was it. Whatever it was terrible. Man, I was miserable that night. And so, I won't do that again. But they were good. So if you're curious, you might try them. I liked them, to be honest with you. And maybe I just ate too much. I don't think so. You know, most people talk about sitting down eating a can of those, no problem. So the can is small. Like I said, 100 grams. So who knows? Anyways, it was pretty miserable and I won't do it again. And I kind of had residual, like the rest of the week's been a little off and on, hit or miss. And then later in the week, the smaller boat shop I'm working for, that's my friend who gives me fish. So I was able to refill my freezer for the first time in a long time with some salmon, Alaska salmon, from our customers. And so I did. I ate a salmon fillet day before yesterday, and felt great. I did visit the bathroom again that night a couple times. I don't know if it was just residual from the other. I'd been kind of feeling off all week, to be honest. So didn't hurt my stomach. Been feeling fine. Whatever. Normal for me to be bathroom issues, I guess. But anyways, all of it's been good because, like I said, it really reminds me of how bad it used to be and how much better I am. So aside from those little issues, I've been feeling great. You know, I think some of the issues are just coming from eating. The cheap ground beef is pretty tough on me. I can tell when I go back to the more expensive ground beef, but it's twice as much at the other store. And I actually, you know, it's funny. I kind of prefer the cheap stuff, even though it doesn't make me feel as good. So, and I'm not sure if it doesn't make me feel as good. I've been having, you know, I do have some problems digesting some of the tougher bits sometimes if I eat too much all at once. So I'm kind of working through those issues as always, but I do like it. I like it just fine. I actually like it better than almost anything else I can buy. So I'm doing okay. Just sort of going through my normal, wondering what the heck is going on with me. But for the most part, feeling great. My energy's been good. I have been tired, you know, like I was last week. I've been working really hard and climbing up and down this hill in the snow and all that. And it does wear me out. But I've had a ton of energy. My workouts have been good. And then yesterday, woke up Saturday, nice and sunny. I'd kind of taken care of all my stuff. Not much I could do around here with the snow. And so I drove out to the coast. I live right at the beach, as you guys know. But when I say the coast, I mean I'm on the inland, the straits, looking north here. And I drove out to the west coast about 50 miles to my surfing beach out there because it was really small for winter. So, which means surfable. Usually it's just out of control out there. You know, we have big ocean up here. So drove out there, beautiful sunny day, offshore winds. It was just gorgeous. I had a lovely day at the beach. I surfed, felt great. Energy was really good. Yeah, so I've been doing great, you guys. I mean, I know it doesn't sound great, but, you know, relative to how my life was before, I've been doing amazing. I'm so thankful. That reminder I had of the pain in my stomach has, you know, reinforced how thankful I am to be well enough to enjoy my life. You know, I recognize that I am sick. I do have some chronic illness of some type. And as far as I can tell, eating zero carb allows me to feel the very best that I can feel. Do I still have some issues? Yes, I do. You know, I still struggle with, you know, bathroom issues and gut pain and those things, but I don't have that whole host, that whole entourage of other things that came along with the inflammation from eating the way I used to eat, which included all of those things, plus a whole lot more. So, you know, I'm just so thankful, you guys. I'm so grateful every day still, and I've been very aware of it lately, which is good. You know, I comes and goes. When I get busy, I sort of sometimes lose focus, but I've been waking up every day giving thanks, and saying thank you so much all during the day, because I do. I feel better than I've ever felt, and I am so grateful to be able to enjoy life as, you know, generally what I consider, you know, chronic illness free. You know, I'm not perfect. Definitely have different bathroom habits than most. And you know, my diet, of course, is a function of some of that stuff. But I am just ecstatic with, you know, my progress. And so grateful to have found zero carb, this way of eating, and all of you folks. So, yeah, so I'm doing good, you guys. I'm having a good spring here. I'm really looking forward to this weather going to break it, whenever this weather's going to break. It looks like we got another week of it, but when it does break, you know, this is really cold for us. This is really unusual. So as soon as it turns around, it's going to turn around big time. And I can't wait. I'm so ready for spring. So I've kind of got my goals in line. You know, I've got a lot of work right now. I'm going to hopefully pay off my car loan and continue to get myself out of the little bit of debt that I've still got. None of that stuff is actually, I didn't even really think of it as debt, but I can see that I can get myself out of my car loan if I buckle down and free myself up for some more adventures this summer and in the future. So yeah, so I'm just going to focus on staying productive, staying healthy, getting a lot of work done while I have boat work here to do, and prep myself for some fun. You know, I'm really, really enjoying being able to surf again, being able to get out and enjoy the world. I've been going out and taking pictures and enjoying photography. And yeah, I'm just so thankful, you guys, from a few years ago, from being stuck here and barely able to move. So I'm having a good run. And, you know, you guys are a huge part of it. So I can't tell you how much it means to me, all your support and kind comments. I really, really appreciate it. Oh, and speaking of comments, let's go back to what I started with. So yeah, so a couple of those questions. One question was salt. You know, how has eating that bacon affected me with regards to the salt? And I'll tell you, it's interesting. I feel like I'm a lot more resilient now to salt than I was a few years ago or even a year ago. And that's interesting because I haven't been eating really almost any. So you would think I would be super sensitive to it. And I think in some ways I am. Like I said, I ate that prosciutto. It's been a long time now, but when I ate that, that seemed really salty. Well, you know, the bacon doesn't seem that salty, and I don't eat a lot in one sitting. I'm a little wary of it. So I can fit about 12 pieces I cook about 12 pieces at once. That's how much my cast iron griddle on my barbecue can hold. So I cook about 12 pieces at once. I eat that over like 3 meals. So I might eat 4 pieces of bacon a meal. Maybe 5 or 6 for a big one, but I don't eat that much. And, you know, honestly, I haven't noticed the salt from it. I'll notice it when I'm eating it. It's a little salty. It's not bad. It's not great. You know, I don't say, oh man, that salt makes everything better, but I don't mind it. And I haven't noticed myself really feeling salted, as it were. I haven't been feeling extra thirsty or extra dry mouth or anything like that. So I guess it's no big deal. you know, that kind of surprises me, to be honest with you. So I think it's a great question. Haven't noticed it, and I haven't been adding salt to anything else, so it hasn't really changed my cravings or anything like that. So the other question was, and again, I forget who posed the question, but it was another great one, and it was regarding iron levels. And this person had recently had a test at 10 months of ZC and shown high iron. And I wish I had some input for it. You know, I did get iron tested. That was one of the things that my doctor was concerned about after my first year of zero carb. We went to do testing, and I had my concerns, and he said, I want to test your iron. My iron levels were great. They were right in the middle. The iron and ferritin were right in the middle of the range. And so, you know, that I was fine. I haven't seen it being concerningly high in, you know, carnivores as a regular thing. I can't remember that I've seen it in anyone else, but I think it seems like I probably have. It seems like that's something that some people would have issues with. I know a lot of people come to carnivore from low iron or being anemic, and it helps with that. I don't know what to tell you. Do monitor it carefully. Do trust your doctor on that one. But I do believe that our values in terms of our bloods are pretty wild. They're all over the place in the first year as our bodies, you know, learn how to cope with this new way of eating. We're no longer trying to, you know, second guess these things for the most part, filling it full of vitamins, you know, supplementing vitamins and things like that. So it seems to take a while for our bodies to stabilize. I know mine, I did have some wacky numbers for a while. I think I had blood tests right at 3 months, and things were all over the map at that point. So at any rate, I don't have any great information to tell you. I do know that it's a serious issue. So, you know, do what you need to do. Trust your doctor on that one. But I'd say stay the course and you know, keep doing what you're doing, but, you know, make any changes you need to stay healthy. So I think that's enough for now. It's a quarter after 7. The sun's coming up behind me. It looks like it's going to be another gorgeous day. And I am really looking forward to it. It's Sunday. I've had a really busy week surfing yesterday and working all week. So I think I'm just going to relax, hopefully. Maybe soak up some sun in my little shack here. Hopefully watch the snow melt, go feed the cows once it thaws out a little bit down there. I don't know what else. I'm going to try not to get too excited and drive myself out to the beach again. I don't want to be driving back and forth that much, so I have to pace myself. Anyways, I hope you guys are doing great. Hope you've had a great week. Hope you're feeling good. Hope you're making progress, moving forward on your goals. And let me know how I can help. Let me know what I can share with you guys. And I think that's enough for now. So hope you guys have a wonderful week, and stay focused, stay positive, keep making progress, and let's keep working on our goals. So, all right, you guys, thanks so much for listening and watching, and I will see you next week. All right, see you guys.